www.thebeatles.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, Sickles CAI. Toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So to start things out here this hour, your calls, of course, are primary if you make them. But let's talk briefly hear about government satisfaction. Wayne, you've got a story we'll get to in a moment here about parents in government schools. But first, according to the Associated Press, Bismarck, North Dakota, or I guess near Bismarck, Pillsbury is the town we're talking about. Pillsbury Mayor Daryl Brudvold said voter turnout in the city's primary election is usually fairly high. He says, I dare say a half a dozen people usually make it to the polls, he said.
I dare say a half a dozen people?
That represents about a quarter of the residents in the Barnes County farming community in southeastern North Dakota. But on June 10th,
Barnes
no one...
Barnes County contains 24 people?
Well, apparently Pillsbury,
oh, Pillsbury,
which is part of
Barnes County.
Okay. Anyway, according to the story, on June 10th, no one showed up in Pillsbury, not even those who were on the ballot. Mayor Brudvold ran unopposed for re-election. His wife, Ruth, and Dan Lenseth faced no challengers for their alderman seats.
Does that mean they get it?
Apparently.
But they didn't get any votes.
That's right. According to Brudvold, everybody's got a job and they're busy. It just worked out that nobody seemed to go down there to the polls. Only about 11 people live in Pillsbury proper, and the remainder of the residents live on farms outside the city. There is no precinct in town, so residents must drive about 12 miles to neighboring Sibley to cast their votes. Brudvold's wife, Ruth, runs the beauty shop and is the town's postmaster. She said she was too busy with work to make it to the polls. Brudvold said he intended to vote, but that he had crops to tend. He had said that he assumed at least one person would show up to vote, but since no one did, Brudvold said he'll ask state election officials what to do next. Brudvold, who's been mayor for a dozen years and was an alderman before that, said he doesn't think the current five-member body will change. Barnes County Auditor Ed McGough said those in office can stay there and appoint people, including themselves, to the jobs until the next election. He says, I presume things will stay the same, said the mayor. We're just a little village, and when you're elected to one of those jobs, well, once you get it, you got it. The council meets about five times a year. Members are paid $48 annually, and a good portion of that goes for donuts at the meetings or gas to get there, he said. He also said he's no need for a gavel because attendance at the meetings is lackluster at best. So there you go, more evidence that even if no one shows up to vote, the government bureaucrats will not just throw up their hands and say, ah, it's a sign that the citizens are upset with us. It's a sign that the citizens have had enough of this system of governance. They've decided to not turn out to vote, therefore they are not consenting, so we'll just go home. Sorry, it doesn't work out that way. In none of the stories we've covered on this program of people showing up, or rather not showing up to vote, have the government people ever decided to just throw in the towel. Now, I appreciate those who don't vote. I understand where they're coming from. Like, I don't think that we can solve this government problem with voting, and I don't think that non-voting is going to solve the government program. I think that what'll solve the situation is non-cooperation. I think that is the biggest factor. Certainly, some would argue that the New Hampshire politicos are having some success, and I would consent, I would agree that they are indeed having some success, but it is a slow, arduous, expensive, time-consuming process, whereas mass non-cooperation doesn't cost any time, necessarily, except for those who initially lead the charge and possibly would suffer some consequences for doing so. But generally, I think that would be a much faster route to the freedom that we are searching for. But clearly, when you don't go and vote, it doesn't send a message. Some have argued in the past that by going to vote, you are necessarily consenting to be ruled. And I don't agree with that. I don't see that anywhere. I did not sign any sort of statement that said that or anything made that very explicit. And it's quite clear that by the behavior of the government bureaucrats that they would deign to rule you anyway, whether or not you showed up to the polls, because they keep on going. even if their own bureaucrat buddies don't show up and vote, which is usually what happens, usually, especially in primary elections, it's usually the most politically active people, usually the bureaucrats themselves that are turning out to vote. But in this case, nobody showed up to vote, but yet each individual gets to continue on into office until the next election.
See, so, you know, just the idea of not voting, foolish.
800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Because
that's not to say that voting...
If there's an anarchist in the town of Pillsbury, you know, somebody who believed like you believed in no government at all, they could have voted for themselves as a write-in on every one of those ballots, and then they would have not shown up for the job, and everybody would have had to have figured out free market solutions to all the things that
that's
were done
an interesting
there.
Point.
And so therefore, this nonsense about not voting is just a bunch of tripe.
Yes.
We'll take all that and consider this. There was a story on Fox News, actually, online, that thousands of dead people are still appearing on the ballots, and they're voting.
Wow. So someone's doing the voting for them.
Yes, somebody's doing the voting for them. So that, in other words, these dead people remain on the ballots for years, sometimes seven elections.
Which is why I say that voting can't solve the problem either. Because the voting system itself is, in many cases, it's rigged. There have been a lot of evidence to show that. There's all kinds of questionable, scummy things that are going on out there, and that's another example of one of the many just awful things that that they do in the voting system. So this is proof that non-voting does not solve the problem, but there's also plenty of evidence out there that shows that voting is nothing more than a symbolic gesture at most, which is why I don't think that I would feel bad now that I've seen more of these stories like this. I wouldn't feel bad about running on the ballot as Ian Nobody Bernard. That way people could vote for nobody, essentially, and I could campaign on the idea that I'm not going to go to the meetings and I'm not going to, you know, go to Concord, or I'm not going to participate. So a vote for me is effectively a none-of-the-above vote, or a vote for me is a nobody vote. At least then you can register some sort of level of discontent with the system. At least then it's not just, oh, well, that way they couldn't just say, well, everybody forgot to show up today. Then you could see that people were actually registering discontent and saying, this sucks. The choices are awful. I'm voting for nobody. I don't know. It's just an idea.
I've always loved the idea of a none-of-the-above vote, because then they'd have to hold the election all over again and have new people.
Well, in the case
essentially, that's what they got here in North Dakota, though, the none-of-the-above.
Yeah, but it wasn't as explicit. That's why they can just say, well, people forgot. They were too busy. But if people go and they vote for a none of the above, then it's much more explicit. It's much more understandable what the mandate is from the voters. Not that I ever think that a none of the above would win, but if it did, it certainly would be interesting. Oh, then what would they do?
You know, I think that none of the above would win many elections across this country if you had it.
Well, they did say, I saw a poll that said something like 80%+ of respondents to a national poll said they weren't satisfied with any of the choices at the national level. The presidential choice.
I'm not. Well, when over half the people don't vote in the election, then that's a none of the above vote, essentially. So
it's true.
They should just have it all over again and pick new candidates. That would be expensive, and that would be a disincentive to put.
They're not going
to
do that.
Weak candidates up.
If one person had voted in this Pillsbury election in North Dakota or wherever the hell it is,
mm-hmm.
then that person's votes would have counted for everything.
Yeah.
You know, they would have decided who the mayor was. They would have been able to set property taxes. They would have been able to get rid of property taxes from on the town level. They would have been able to do everything.
Wow.
Of course, who knows what kind of political games they would try to play with you at that point, or invalidate the election because only one person turned out, or something like that.
They could very well try that, but...
Again, I don't want to make it sound like I'm advocating that voting is the way to freedom. I'm just pointing out that non-voting will not stop the bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Only non-cooperation will. 800-259-9231. At least that's my viewpoint. I'd love to be convinced otherwise of another more effective way to change things, but it seems to me non-cooperation, peaceful non-cooperation is the way to go. 800-259-9231. In related news, Wayne, you've got a story about parents and their satisfaction with government schools?
Yes, in a recent series of polls, it shows parents want educational alternatives. And it indicates that 12% of voters are satisfied with the government's schools. Only 12%.
This is nationwide?
Nationwide. Voters are demonstrating widespread dissatisfaction with public schools in a series of surveys. The latest scientifically representative poll conducted by the Friedman Foundation for Education Choice, among Idaho voters, only 12% of parents said they would choose government school for their children if other options were available.
More coming up here. You can bring up what you want. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Also on the way, apparently Oklahoma has declared sovereignty. We'll find out more about that. This is Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Once, America was led by real politicians. Now politicians in the U.S., city, county, state, and federal, are owned and controlled by corporations. We have corporate representatives instead of politicians. Criminal corporate manipulation has caused grain prices to soar to the highest levels in history. Shortages of rice, corn, and wheat now exist in most countries. Natural disasters have put millions worldwide at risk of starvation. Food riots and red lines occur daily in 30 nations, and not only is that list growing, but it's headed this way. Survival Enterprises are master distributors of the highest quality long-term storage food. Mountain House freeze-dried foods, canned beef, chicken, turkey, butter, bacon, spices, cheese, fruit, and more. We have tons of food in stock now. Call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us, where you'll find what you'll need to keep you and your loved ones secure. And remember, those without food will be servants of those with the food. Call now.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Well, it's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, that's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features on the site are free, including live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both are free for you at freetalklive.com. President Barack Obama or President John McCain? How about the North American Union? unconstitutional gun and drug laws, a national ID card? What's your trigger points? If it happens, what will you do? The Free State Project knows that one size does not fit all. Participants choose what event will trigger their move to New Hampshire to join the fight for freedom. Check it out at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So, Wayne, you were telling us a moment ago that apparently 12%, all of 12% of parents in America are satisfied with the educational quality of the government schools.
And one study cited was in Idaho, but the results are also similar in other states, including Illinois, which is a very statist-type state, Nevada, and Tennessee. The Indiana-based Friedman Foundation is using the surveys to gauge American attitudes toward school choice. Evidently, they've seen it now. And you're seeing it now. I mean, the free market is providing things like homeschooling and homeschooling curriculums that are being sold commercially to whatever parent would like to choose theirs. And there are more charter schools popping up, but not enough. There's a lot of people who like to stand in line now for charter schools as opposed to sending their kids to straight government schools in their area.
So I wonder, though, if you were to ask another question, I mean, it's clear that Americans are dissatisfied with the quality of the government schools, but how would they feel about getting rid of them? Would they be frightened? What percentage of Americans would be frightened by the prospect of getting rid of the awful government schools? Do they feel as though, are they scared with the idea that there would be no schools whatsoever and the awful government schools are better than no schools? I wonder what that particular viewpoint would be amongst Americans.
That's a very, very good question. And that's where I think the whole process right now slips up, because a lot of people would be afraid. We're not going to educate our children. What are we going to do?
Right, because when you talk about getting the government out of education, then some people get scared and they sound like, well, we can't do that.
Only the rich people will have their kids educated.
Right,
that's
right.
What they should say.
Well, the government schools are bad because we need better people running them. That's all. It's just it's a problem of people. We need to elect better bureaucrats and give them more money. I just wonder what the viewpoint would be on that. Just a curiosity.
And that's a very good question, and I agree with you on that.
Because I think I would like to see more people just refusing to pay the school portion of their property taxes. What would they do? They're going to take everybody's house? If you're that dissatisfied, stop paying for it.
Yeah,
stop sending your kids there, too.
Roughly 40 to 50% of your property taxes are going to schools.
At least around here. I don't know how it is in other parts of the country. That's what it's like in New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's high.
Absolutely it is.
Did you say 40 or 50? More like 60.
60% here in Keene.
In Keene? Yeah. Wow, that's even more obscene.
And I would imagine it's even higher in most places, because Keene has all kinds of other services, things they call services, than other places. They have a community center, and of course they have to have staff bureaucrats to be in the community center, and God knows what else. They were giving away compost bins the other day. Look, if you want a compost, go out and buy your own damn compost bin.
Yeah, that's true. And, you know, for people who are just listening who haven't listened to us much, we're not anti-education. We're just anti-government education, because there's a slippery slope there when the government decides what every child should learn. You look at the Federal Department of Education, No Child Left Behind, all of these federal mandates that are very expensive, and they tie the teachers' hands and the principals' hands, and those who should be running our schools are the teachers and the principals, not federal bureaucrats, and not state bureaucrats either.
Yeah. Absolutely. And not only that, but the local bureaucrats should not be running the schools, because what you end up having is some elite group of people deciding what the educational curriculum should be. I mean, today it's being decided a whole lot on the federal level, and the state level less so, and on the local level less so.
More so in New Hampshire is local control, but
they're trying to take that away, too.
Sure, but that's the process. Over time, it becomes more and more centralized. That's just what government does, and becomes more inefficient and more controlled. And what you end up getting is an elite group of bureaucrats deciding what the curriculum should be for every single student in the school system. And the fact is, kids are different. They learn differently from individual to individual. And the teachers, if they're being nailed down to this very rigid system of you must teach this, you must teach to this test here, and you know, you've got this period of time to teach this information, and you know, there's a lot of real rigidity to the government school system. You can't just go in there and innovate. You can't just go in there and blaze your own trail. You can't. Yeah. As a government school teacher, you do not have the freedom to innovate. And so that... the central decision-making process takes away all autonomy from each individual teacher to decide, well, Mark needs a little bit of attention over here, and he needs to be working on this, while Wayne needs this over here, and he needs this kind of treatment. They don't have that ability to change and modify based on the people that are in their class. If the kid is acting out or the kid isn't learning at the same rate, well, he needs to be doped up on drugs or something like that.
That's right.
The problem. It's the problem with the kid, not the system.
And the other disturbing trend at the state and local levels is the move towards these big regional schools rather than local neighborhood schools. Because, for one,
more centralization, right?
More centralization, even at the state and local level. And you're seeing that here in Keene. You see it in many places throughout the country. You have these huge mega high schools. Kids aren't getting the attention they need when you have a huge school like that. They're getting lost.
You know, I saw a, what they call a primer or a primer, I'm not even sure which
it's primer.
One it is. Primer from sixth grade, you know, from 100 years ago. And it's incredible the kind of math and questions they had for sixth graders at that time. Of course, a lot of people didn't make it past sixth grade, but it's essentially high school level questions, maybe even college level questions.
Yeah, they were concentrating education much quicker because many people have said that someone who graduated from high school in 1950 had a better education than most college students get today.
We were actually Sam and Julia and myself were all in a ride along with one of the Keene cops recently, and it was like 1 a.m. I think it was Friday or Thursday night or something, and we were driving by one of the bars here in Keene that was getting out because the closing time is 1 a.m. here in New Hampshire for whatever reason.
Free state.
Yeah, well, we've got a ways to go. Anyway, so there were a bunch of drunk guys out standing by the road, and we pulled up, and the cop rolls down one of the windows on the SUV and starts talking to the drunk guys, just for fun. You know, I guess see what's going on, talk to the drunk guys. And we've got cameras, and the drunks didn't take them too long to notice that we had cameras, and so they started asking about the cameras and, you know, showing off and doing stupid stuff like drunk guys do. And we, at some point, they were asked if they were in college, because Keene is a college town. So if you're finding young people on the streets at 1 a.m., odds are good they go to college. And sure enough, the guy says, "Yeah, I'm in college, yo!" He just sounded like the dumbest mofo you could possibly run into. He totally was not a good spokesman for the world or the realm of academia or college. He sounded like a dimwit, and the lieutenant in that particular case was commenting later on about how it seems to him that the educational quality of even kids in college is dramatically low. That, as you said, compared to years past, they're just not where they used to be.
And they get out of school and they're over $100,000 in debt on top of it all.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a mess.
A huge mess.
And the vast majority of them never go into a area where they got the area in which they got
the degree. Right, so they get the debt and then they get a virtually useless degree. Whoopee.
Communications.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Maybe Oklahoma has had it. Well, they've had it with something. They've told the feds they're sovereign. We'll find out what that means here in moments. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free. The number for you, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Talking about reattaining sovereignty for ourselves, ideally that would be what I'd like to see, is each individual reclaiming his or her own sovereignty and basically telling the government, F off, I don't want to be your subject anymore, because as you've pointed out in the past, Mark, the people in America are more accurately described as subjects as opposed to citizens. They like to think of themselves as citizens because that sounds real nice. But the fact is, a citizen is someone that owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And the government has no obligation to protect you, nor does it have an obligation to provide you any other services. So, therefore, there could possibly be no citizen. There's no way to have a citizen if they don't have to honor their side of the agreement.
Essentially, you have the duty of allegiance, and then there's not really any duty to it at all. So, you will obey, or we will crush you.
That's
really
a subject.
The situation. Yeah.
Right. So, retaining reattaining sovereignty, or simply stating that, is, I think, a good first step on the path to being truly free people again. I'd like to see it happen on an individual basis, but if it happens on a state level, that's a step in the right direction to have one state say to the state government people, say to the federal government people, hey, you know, we've about had it with you. We want to let you all know that we're a sovereign state and you don't control us. Now, I don't know if that's exactly what Oklahoma's saying here, but let's talk about it. According to WorldNet Daily, steamed over perceived increase in a federal usurping of states' rights, Oklahoma's House of Representatives told Washington, D.C. to back off. Joint House Resolution 1089, passed by an overwhelming 92-3 margin, reasserts Oklahoma's sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and according to the resolution's own language, is serving notice to the federal government to cease and desist certain mandates. The 10th Amendment states, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. Now, the article says, traditionally, this language has meant that the federal government is limited in its scope and cannot usurp the sovereign powers of states. In recent decades, however, as the size and reach of the federal government has expanded, many have come to question whether Washington has stepped on states' rights and gotten too big for its britches. Which I don't think anybody on this show is questioning that at this point. Seems pretty clear that they could give a damn about the 10th Amendment. Charles Key, the Republican representative who authored the resolution, told WorldNet Daily he introduced it because he believes the federal government's overstepping of its bounds has put our constitutional form of government in danger. He said, the more we stand by and watch the federal government get involved in areas where it has no legal authority, we kill the Constitution a little at a time. A little at a time, he said. In the last few decades, the Constitution has been hanging by a thread. Specifically, the resolution says that the state of Oklahoma hereby claims sovereignty under the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States over all powers otherwise not over all powers not otherwise enumerated and granted to the federal government by the Constitution of the United States.
I wonder if they're still taking Homeland Security money.
That's a good question.
Chumps.
The resolution resolves that Oklahoma will serve as notice and demand to the federal government as our agent to cease and desist effective immediately mandates that are beyond the scope of these constitutionally delegated powers. It also instructs that a copy of this resolution will be distributed to the president of the Senate, representatives, blah, blah, blah. The resolution does not, as some have speculated, amount to secession, but it does send a warning signal to Washington that Oklahoma does not intend to be bullied by Big Brother government. The sooner state became a hotbed of federal versus state authority clashes earlier this month when a federal judge blocked a portion of its tough immigration laws, ruling that plaintiffs would likely establish that the state mandates preempted federal immigration laws. Oklahoma's immigration statute has been characterized by USA Today as arguably the nation's toughest state law targeting illegal immigration. So the motivation behind this isn't a liberty-loving sort of motivation necessarily. They want to be hardcore on immigration in Oklahoma, and they were upset that the federal government was getting in their way on that, and so that's one of the things that spurred them to action here.
Yeah.
Nonetheless, the spirit of the resolution, I do still have a place in my heart for that, even though it is a state versus federal thing. It is still the littler governments going up against the bigger ones.
They're not going to use it for anything good, though.
No, they're not. So. They're not. But still, you know, it is kind of nice to see at least the idea floating out there.
Right. It's nice to see them do it because then, when we manage to pull it off in New Hampshire, then, hey, we'll be that much better off.
Exactly. And the more discussion about the idea of individual sovereignty and secession, whether it be on a state or individual level, the more discussion we have about this, the better. The more people talking about it, not just on Free Talk Live, but with their friends, with their family members, over dinner. Look, I understand they say that politics and religion, you're not supposed to talk about those two things, but really, we're in a world today where it's very necessary to broach these subjects. It's very necessary to talk about them. And if you're finding people that don't want to talk about them, well, that's fine. You should respect them at least. But bring them up and talk about it and see what people think. See how they feel about it. Because secession is a time, it is an idea whose time has come again. They tried it before and it didn't work out too well. But things are different now. We've got communications that have never been, did not exist in the 1800s. We've got technology that didn't exist back then. The government is very concerned about its aura of legitimacy, very, very likely to not take any sort of military action against a state that secedes. That's my supposition, my hypothesis. But it seems to me that they would rather continue their aura of legitimacy and continue to tax 49 states than to roll in the tanks on one state that seceded. I would think.
Yeah, it doesn't seem likely to me either that if a state legally and peacefully seceded, that you would see any problems at all, really, from the federal government. There might be some issue of having to. I don't know. There might be an issue with Maine being cut off from the continental United States, but
Alaska's okay.
Too.
Hawaii's all right, so they'll deal. All right. So, by the way, on that particular story out of Oklahoma, apparently it was the House that passed it, but the Senate probably not going to pass it. So it's really dead in the water. At least that's the way it seems. But again, it was just the point that people are talking about sovereignty, and I think it's about damn time.
I think that part's good.
Yep. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Other state-related news. In Vermont, according to the Associated Press, they're having another nudity issue.
Oh, boy.
Oh, darn.
Now, it's not Brattleboro this time. The last time we discussed it was Brattleboro, which is just a few miles away from Keene here in New Hampshire. It's right across the border in Vermont, where there were teenagers who were apparently cavorting about naked in the streets of downtown Brattleboro. And as a result, the Brattleboro City Council or whatever passed some sort of resolution against public nudity in certain areas. But this story is from Westmore, Vermont. From the
Westport?
Beach, Westmore. From the beach of Lake Willoughby's southwest cove, the sheer cliffs of Mount Pisgah tower over the deep, frigid water. Across the narrows, Mount Hoar's Peak completes the look of a Scandinavian fjord. In the summertime, the beach offers a different view, naked sunbathers. Southwest cove.
There's a beach in Vermont?
Apparently so. It's on a lake.
Yes, must be.
And
Mount Pisgah is got to be rather close. I've heard that terminology.
There's Pisgah stuff around here. Yeah. Southwest Cove is one of the most famous nude beaches in the country, but there's a move underway to make people put their suits back on. For decades, people have come to visit the beach, which is listed in nudist guides and on websites. All are welcome, naked or not, while cameras without permission and sexual behavior are forbidden. The beach is on public land that isn't visible from the highway. The state, which has no laws banning public nudity, and apparently New Hampshire doesn't either. As I understand, or at least toplessness.
Yeah, well, lewdness is a problem, but not anything else.
Apparently the beach signage advises visitors that the signs leading to the beach warn, be advised, you may encounter nude bathers. But some uppity, puritanical Westmore residents want to be able to use the beach without having to worry that they or their kids will confront a naked person. We'll talk more about this here in moments. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, even in these remaining moments of the show. It is Free Talk Live.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up
there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X-Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X-Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X nail gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then learn how to promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com and you will see a huge variety of different easy to access, easy to complete things you can do. Everything from banners to calling local radio stations and more. You'll find it all at promote.freetalklive.com. Great simple solutions to help get the show on more radio stations and into more people's ears on the internet. Again, promote.freetalklive.com. Westmore, Vermont, which Mark, you looked at a map. Where is this place?
So it's way up there in the hinterland. It's north of Berlin and Milan, New Hampshire. I mean, it's
up there.
It's up there.
So what's going on is there's a lake that they have out there, Lake Willoughby, the Southwest Cove. There's a beach over there, and apparently it is a well-known nudist beach, or a beach where at least nudity is not prohibited. And so it's promoted amongst the nudist folks and as a place that they can go to let it all hang out, so to speak. And as a matter of fact, they've been doing that for decades, according to the Associated Press. So it's been going on for decades, but now all of a sudden, some Westmore residents want to be able to use the beach without having to worry that they or their kids will confront a naked person. Oh my goodness, whatever will happen to our children if they know that people underneath their clothes, they look the same? Whatever would happen if they saw a penis or the outer portions of a vagina? What would happen if they saw breasts? Oh my goodness, our children would be ruined forever.
Life anyway.
You know what? I've never understood this viewpoint. And if you hold this viewpoint, I would love for you to call in and explain it to me. Explain to me how it is that seeing a naked person on a beach is somehow going to be detrimental to your children's life. You know, you please?
In Europe, they're not so uptight. America has strong...
Well, I got porn on TV in prime time in Europe.
Yeah, yeah. But this country has a strong puritanical root.
Sure does.
Especially here in New England, and it kind of spread
across.
You
think it's worse here in New England?
Well, this is where it originated. This is where the Puritans started somewhere in here and along
point.
The East Coast and migrated west. But we do have a puritanical tradition in this country that we're not all aware of or we don't like to look at. But the fact is, it's just a human body.
Sure is. And some of them are better to look at than others, but they're all fundamentally the same.
And as long as women nowadays, if they cover the three magic spots and the man covers the one magic spot, everything's okay. But as soon as those magic spots are uncovered, all hell breaks loose. Isn't that weird?
That's what they would like you to think, but I don't really understand how anything breaks loose. It's only breaking loose in their minds. It's only these uppity Puritans that something about nakedness translates to sexuality for them, and it makes them very, very uncomfortable. But to me, and to many others, there's nothing at all inherently sexual about a naked body. A naked body engaging in sex, okay, yeah, you've got something sexual going on there. Though, not that I have a problem with sex either, I don't. I'm just making the point here that this isn't even about sex. This is just about nudity.
But again, people are not always comfortable with their own sexuality. They're afraid
sure.
they're going to become aroused, and that's threatening to them, and so that's how they react.
According to, Tony Strange, who lives about a half mile from Southwest Cove and helped circulate a petition asking the select board to enact a ban on nakedness at the beach, he says, "For me, it's about common public decency. Getting families and kids and people in Westmore back down to what they all talk about as being the most beautiful place, and they don't go there anymore." Regulars say that the nude beach is an accepted part of the area that doesn't cause any trouble. On a recent hot Saturday afternoon, about 15 people were at the beach. Other than the absence of swimsuits, there was nothing to distinguish it from a traditional beach. People brought beach chairs and coolers, some paddled canoes, and others just sunbathed. According to somebody else, David Stimson of St. Johnsbury, who's been going to Southwest Cove for 20 years, he says, "We try to make it clean, safe, and enjoyable for everyone, and that includes families with children, and that includes anyone from anywhere, and yet we're being accused of dominating the area." Westmore, about 20 miles south of the U.S.-Canada border in northeastern Vermont, has a year-round population of 319, which jumps to about 1,000 over the summertime. The town clerk said the three-member town select board has been asked to deal with the issue of nudity before but chose not to. He said they didn't see how they could enforce it. He said enforcement remains a question, though the board is due to consider the issue again at an upcoming meeting later this week. Vermont is long been known for clothing optional swimming holes, some clandestine, some semi-public. Southwest Cove has a reputation for being nude-friendly and has had it for about a quarter century. Several years ago, the State Department of Forest, Parks, and Recreation looked at the issue and decided to leave the situation as it was. So, is it all Southwest Cove's fault? Is it because they didn't crack down on it 2 decades ago? Is that why society is as corrupted as it is today? It's all the fault of Southwest Cove and its nudity. Somehow I doubt that.
It sounds nuts to me. And, you know, there's nude beaches all over. This is not the only nude beach. The fact is, if you don't want to go to this nude beach, don't go. It's probably bringing... They say the town is 300 and something people year-round, and then it springs to in the summer, 1,000 people. I would suspect that those 1,000 people, that the only reason that they're going there is so that they can get naked on a beach somewhere in, you know, rural Vermont. I suspect that their town is largely like many towns here in New Hampshire. It's nothing more than an optimistic gas station. You know, it's a gas station that calls itself a town.
Mm-hmm.
There's 312 stinking nosy people in this town. It's not a town. It's just houses, a few houses all over the place. It's not even really a town. Sorry.
But yet there's a problem here, and the problem is public property.
The problem is a bunch of nosy people.
Well, yeah, that's true. But the nosy people would have no say if the beach was private. And the beach is not private. It's a public beach. So therefore, at all times, it will be subject to this controversy. If the city council or whatever, the town selectmen, if they decide to leave this alone and let the nudity continue, that just means that, you know, Tony Strange, the man leading the charge here, who says, "All we're looking for, you know, is no nudity on the public beach. You want to be naked in private? Fine. I just don't want you to prance around like a puffed up chicken in front of my kids and think it's okay."
Tony,
that means that Tony's,
there are beaches all over, man. Take your kids someplace
else. This is our beach. It's a public beach, and I have the right to take my kids here.
You're right. It's absolutely the problem.
And the problem
is that
the
they don't... you know, they don't get their own private, you know, bit of beach someplace, and it's not cheap or anything like that.
So Tony, if his little effort fails this week, he's just going to run for selectman, and he's going to try to get on board, and he's going to bring it up again, and he's going to keep pounding this issue because
he thinks it's sinful. It really, it's nothing else.
Well, it must make him feel uncomfortable.
Or he likes that particular piece of beach. It's about that's a possibility. He wants to go to that beach.
But you see what I'm saying here? There will always be this conflict between people like Tony and people who don't care. People like us, like, oh, whoa, naked people. Okay.
Unfortunately,
there will always be this conflict.
Tony's far more motivated than you and I are.
So it's really only been luck so far that has prevented the city or the town council from making a move on this. And once Tony gets his way, if they move in his direction, it'll be very difficult to get it thrown out.
Somebody needs to have a good talking to with Tony. Because the few businesses that there are in Westmore, businesses,
yeah.
If there are such a thing there, you know, the guy who runs the gas station / bait shop / convenience store, he needs to have a talk with Tony. Look, Tony, it's hard enough for me to make a frickin' living in this town without you running around and running off the only
tourists
we get.
Yeah.
The people come here because they want to be naked on our beach, and you're ruining it for everybody. Shut your trap, you jerk.
Either of you guys ever been to a nude beach?
I have not.
Well, what happens is after about 5 or 10 minutes, you don't even notice anymore, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to South Beach, which is topless. But I went around looking for the topless girls. They really weren't there.
So the solution, get rid of public. The whole concept of public property. Everything should be privately owned. That way, Puritan wimps like Tony can set up their own little private beach and put up big fences to make sure that there's nobody with a nude beach next to theirs. And they could set up private beaches, and then they could let in whoever they want to let in.
They
can pass out
turtlenecks at the front gate. And everybody can have a mask on or whatever it is that they need to hide out.
How about the old bathing suits that women used to wear in the 20s or whatever that went down to their ankles?
The men do.
Too.
Yeah, they could.
Oh boy,
they could wear that stuff.
You know, that's
private
what you
property
see in the pictures,
is the solution.
That's not what they wore. What they did is they went naked when they went swimming.
Is that right?
Sure, they did.
Alrighty, it has been Ian here with you
and Wayne
and Mark.
We are done for tonight. And Mark, best of luck in your recovery process after your successful vasectomy today. Hope you get a nice sleep tonight.
All the best luck with your testicles.
We will see you tomorrow. It worked out for me. It worked out for Wayne. You'll be fine. We're coming up tomorrow night. See you then. FreeTalkLive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact.